our second regular meeting in July.
Second.
We have a motion that's been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
B-1649, application of Velma Burton for a variance to reduce the west side yard setback from 10 feet to 7 feet to allow for an addition to an existing single-family dwelling pending lot approval for property located at 756 Moores Mill Road Northwest, fronting 99 feet on the south side of Moores Mill Road and beginning approximately 1,042 feet from the east intersection of Moores Mill Road and Northside Drive, zoned R3, single-family residential, landlot 157 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Sean Perel, Council District 8, MPUC. Staff recommends a denial without prejudice. MPUC did not take action.
Okay, thank you. So is there an applicant present for V1649? Okay. So it wouldn't be an applicant present because they have withdrawn the application. So we'll go directly into executive session. Entertain the motion, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. With regard to item V-16-49, I move that we deny this case without prejudice.
Second.
We have a motion been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
B-1652, application of Sean Cash for a variance to reduce the half-depth front yard setback from 17.5 feet to 10.5 feet for the construction of a single-family dwelling for property located at 545 Hardendorf Avenue Northeast, fronting 50 feet on the east side of Hardendorf Avenue and beginning at the northeast intersection of Hardendorf Avenue and Harry Avenue. Zoned R4, single-family residential, landlot 239 of the 15th District, DeKalb County, Georgia. Owner, Gus Pounds, Council District 5, MPUN. Staff recommends a deferral. MPUN also recommended deferral.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Do you have a blue card for me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Sorry about the props here. State your name and address for the record, please.
I'm the applicant. My name is Sean Cash, 2308 Suite 5, Lawrenceville Highway, Decatur, Georgia.
Thank you.
We're requesting a deferral so we can work out some things with the neighborhood. The MPU, so far, so good, but we just need to get some more information to the neighborhood to make sure everyone's okay with what we plan to do.
Okay, excellent. This is a first-time deferral, so we go directly into executive session. Entertain a motion, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Miller.
In reference to case number V-16-52, I recommend we defer taking action on this case to our next scheduled meeting, July the 14th. Is that correct?
Is there a second?
Second. Sorry.
We have a motion that's been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
V-1663, application of Jordan Williams for a variance to increase the maximum allowed lot coverage from 40% to 55% and a special exception to allow active recreation in a yard adjacent to a street for the construction of a pool in the rear yard for property located at 3081 Clarendale Drive Northwest, fronting 50 feet on the northeast side of Clarendale Drive and beginning approximately 860 feet from the northeast intersection of Clarendale Drive and Margaret Mitchell Drive. Zoned R3, single-family residential, landlot 197 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Ronald J. Pellerito, Council District 8, MPUA. Staff recommends a denial without prejudice. MPUA recommended approval.
Thank you. So we have an applicant here who has withdrawn their application. We'll go directly into executive session. Entertain a motion, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Miller.
In reference to case number V-1663, I recommend we deny this application without prejudice.
Second.
We have a motion properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
V-1685, application of Jason Picano for a special exception to allow active recreation, a swimming pool, in a yard adjacent to a street for property located at 943 Wildwood Road Northwest, fronting 97 feet on the south side of Wildwood Road and beginning 688 feet from the southwest intersection of Wildwood Road and Merton Road. Zoned R3, single-family residential, landlot 3 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Ravi Ramamurthy, Council District 6, MPUF. Staff recommends a deferral. MPUF also recommends deferral.
Thank you. Is there an applicant present for B-1685? Okay, so we don't have an applicant. We do have a request for a deferral, so we'll go into executive session. Entertain a motion, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. I move that we defer taking action on case V-16-85 until a regularly scheduled meeting in July.
Second.
We have a motion properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hear none. The motion carries. Thank you.
B-1694, application of Sean Cash for a variance to reduce the east side yard setback from 20 feet to 7 feet, the west side yard setback from 20 feet to 7 feet, the average depth front yard setback from 20 feet to 15 feet, and to allow the driveway paving to exceed 30% of the front yard coverage from 38% for the construction of a duplex for property located at 395 Angier Avenue Northeast, fronting 50 feet on the south side of Angier Avenue and beginning at the southeast intersection of Angier Avenue and Angier Court. Zoned RG4, Residential General Sector 4, Landlot 47 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Spencer V. Corey, Council District 2, MPUM. Both staff and MPU recommend a deferral.
Thank you. Is your applicant present?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Basically, the same story as the last one, just trying to work out.
I need your name and address for the record and a blue card as well.
It's Sean Cash, 2308 Suite 5, Lawrenceville Highway, Decatur, Georgia. I'm the applicant, and we are also working with the neighbors to just work out some kinks in the process here to make sure everyone's okay with what we're requesting.
All right.
I apologize.
No problem. It's part of our procedures to have this card. Okay. So, this is the first time deferral. We go directly into executive session. Entertain a motion, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Miller.
In reference to case number V-1694, I move we defer taking action on this case till July the 14th, 2016.
Second.
We have a motion properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hear none. The motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you again.
Madam Chair, before I read the cases on the consent agenda, V-1680, the signposting affidavit has not been received. So I would respectfully request that this case be removed from the consent agenda.
I'm sorry. You need to just give it to Mr. Geraldo, please. Thank you. Okay. So unfortunately, we'll have to pause to review the affidavit.
V-1651, application of Jacqueline Edmonds for a variance to reduce the south side yard setback from 7 feet to 6.5 feet and the front yard setback from 35 feet to 20.2 feet to construct a second-story addition onto an existing single-family dwelling for property located at 1375 Athens Avenue Southwest, fronting 50 feet on the west side of Athens Avenue and beginning 310 feet from the southwest intersection of Athens Avenue and Deal Avenue. Zoned R4, single-family residential, landlot 105 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Elmhurst Capital Residential and Real Estate Firm Fund ILP, Council District 12, MPUX. Both staff and MPU recommend approval. B-1680, application of Todd Sharp for a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 35 feet to 23 feet to allow for a second-story addition to a single-family dwelling for property located at 1000 Drury Street Northeast, fronting 50 feet on the north side of Drury Street and beginning 493 feet from the northwest intersection of Drury Street and North Highland Avenue. Zoned R4, single-family residential, landlot 15 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Todd and Christy Sharp. Council District 6, MPUF. Both staff and MPU recommend approval. B-1684, application of Tracy Janoff for a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 40 feet to 30 feet to allow for the conversion of a porch into a sunroom for property located at 837 Greenwood Avenue Northeast, fronting 42 feet on the south side of Greenwood Avenue and beginning 258 feet from the southeast intersection of Greenwood Avenue and Bonaventure Avenue, zoned RG2, Residential General Sector 2, Landlot 17 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner Tracy Janoff, Council District 6, MPUF. Both staff and MPU recommend approval. B-1687, application of John Seagrass for a variance to reduce the south side setback from 15 feet to 6 feet to allow for an addition to a single-family dwelling for property located at 2592 Habersham Road Northwest, fronting 90 feet on the west side of Habersham Road and beginning 90 feet from the northwest intersection of Habersham Road and Telalee Lane. Zoned R2A, single-family residential, landlot 112 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Catherine T. Martin, Council District 8, MPUC. Both staff and MPU recommend approval. B-1688, application of Cliff Height for a variance to reduce the north side yard setback from 10 feet to 7 feet for the installation of HVAC compressor units for property located at 2210 Riata Drive Northwest, fronting 75 feet on the west side of Riata Drive and beginning 180 feet from the northwest intersection of Riata Drive and Wesley Drive. Zoned R3A, single-family residential, landlot 154 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, 2210 Riata Drive, LLC, Council District 8, MPUC. Both staff and MPU recommend approval. B-1690, application of Dogwood Paces NV for a variance to exceed the maximum height of an accessory structure from 20 feet to 23 feet and 6.5 inches for an addition to an existing guest house for property located at 3288 Northside Drive Northwest, fronting 238 feet on the east side of Northside Drive and beginning 244 feet from the northeast intersection of Northside Drive and Morris Mill Road. Zoned R3C, single family conditional, landlot 141 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Dogwood Paces NV, Council District 8, MPUA. Both staff and MPU recommend approval. B-1691, application of Wright Marshall for a variance to reduce the north side yard setback from 10 feet to 3 feet in order to construct an addition to an existing carport for property located at 1006 Stovall Boulevard Northeast, fronting 100 feet on the northeast side of Stovall Boulevard and beginning 1083 feet from the north intersection of Stovall Boulevard and Club Drive. Zoned R3, single-family residential, landlot 10 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Ann and Mark Bancom, Council District 7, MPUB. Staff recommends approval as well as MPUB. And B-1692, application of David Ogram for a variance to reduce the north side yard setback from 15 feet to 11 feet 8 inches for the construction of an addition to a single family residence for property located at 3209 Habersham Road Northwest, fronting 100 feet on the east side of Habersham Road and beginning 440 feet from the southeast intersection of Habersham Road and West Paces Ferry Road. Zoned R2A, single family residential, landlot 114 of the 17th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, Gerald and Sonia Mize, Council District 8, MPUB. Both staff and MPU recommend approval.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson. So, do we have a motion regarding the consent agenda? Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Sorry. I move that we approve the cases as read into the consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. All consent agenda items have been approved. If one of those was your cases, you're free to go if you'd like.
B-1678, application of Sharon Goblick for a variance to reduce the east side yard setback from 7 feet to 2.3 feet to construct an addition to an existing single-family dwelling located at 1722 Adolphus Street Northeast, fronting 50 feet on the north side of Adolphus Street and beginning 245 feet from the northeast intersection of Adolphus Street and Nelms Avenue. Zoned R5, single-family residential, landlot 210 of the 15th District, DeKalb County, Georgia. Owner, Sharon Goblick, Council District 5, MPUN. Staff recommends a technical denial. MPUN recommends approval with conditions.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm Sharon Golubic. I live at 1722 Adolphus. I'm the owner. I am seeking a variance to reduce the side setback from 7 feet to 2.8 feet, which is the current footprint of the home for the addition of a second story.
Okay. So it's 2.8, not 2.3?
Okay, sorry. It's going 2.8 is where the heated space of the houses, there's a deck that actually goes to 2.3.
Okay.
That, I'm sorry, I meant to say 2.3.
Okay.
And that's where the second story is going to end up being.
Thank you very much. That concludes your presentation. Let me ask, is anyone to speak in support of the application to come forward? Anyone to speak in opposition? Okay, seeing none, we go into executive session. Entertain any questions or comments from board members, please, or any motions.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Even though our staff has recommended a denial, it's what we call a technical denial, which means that we don't have a real reason, a real, as documented in the zoning code, reason to deny it. However, the staff report also says approval of the requested zoning relief would not cause substantial detriment to the public good or impair the purposes and intent of the zoning ordinance. For that reason, based on the findings of fact of the staff report, but not with their conclusion and recommendation, I move to approve item V-16-78 without conditions.
Second.
We have a motion been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
V-1679, application of Samuel Landau for a variance to reduce the north side yard setback from 7 feet to 4 feet and the south side yard setback from 7 feet to 6 feet to allow an addition to a single-family dwelling for property located at 638 Hardendorf Avenue Northeast, fronting 48 feet on the west side of Hardendorf Avenue and beginning 350 feet from the northwest intersection of Hardendorf Avenue and Muriel Avenue, zoned R4, single-family residential, landlot 239 of the 15th District, DeKalb County, Georgia. Owner, Samuel Landau, Council District 5, MPUN. Staff recommends approval. MPUN recommends approval with a condition.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. Samuel Landau, 638 Hardendorf. As stated, we are looking to reduce the side yard setback from 7 to 4 feet and the other side yard setback from 7 to 6 feet. All where our intentions are here is to extend our addition of the home back with where the current home sits. So we're just trying to keep the addition in line with the current home. The MPU condition that is on our house is when we initially started this, we were planning to do a two-story addition. And then once we got all our figures in, realized we should do a one-story addition. So the condition from the MPU was to do our one-story addition plan, which is where what we plan on doing.
Understood. Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else to speak in support of this application? Anyone to speak in opposition? Okay. Seeing none, we go into executive session. Entertaining any questions or comments from board members?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mrs. Hall.
Thank you. I have a question for Ms. Jackson. Since this case, and as Mr. Landau said, there have been two different site plans and elevations, so I was wondering if it would be appropriate or helpful to go ahead and condition this on the site plan and elevation, since there have been two involved in the case.
Thank you. The MPU condition is based only on the site plan and not the elevation. However, the way the referral certificate is written, it does not identify a second story addition. Instead, it identifies it as an addition to a single family dwelling. And because the referral certificates are so specific, if it were to become a second story addition, the applicant or homeowner would have to come back through the process as per the Office of Building requirement. So I, in my opinion, do not believe that it is a necessity to adopt the site plan condition.
Thank you. I can see, understand the the NPU's concern there, but I certainly respect your professional judgment on this. So, in that case, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Thank you.
Based on the findings of fact, conclusion, and recommendation as found in the staff report, I move to approve item V-16-79.
Second.
We have a motion properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
V-1682, application of Ian Frolick for a variance to reduce the half-depth front yard setback from 15 feet to 0 feet. to allow for the construction of an accessory structure, garage slash guest house for property located at 328 7th Street Northeast, fronting 53 feet on the north side of 7th Street and beginning at the northwest intersection of 7th Street and Glendale Terrace. Zoned R5, single family residential, landlot 48 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner James Ray, Council District 2, MPUE. Staff recommends a technical denial. MPUE recommends approval.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hi. My name is Leanne Gamble. I'm with Gamble and Gamble Architects. The address is 935 Myrtle Street Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. With me, I have Ian Fralick, also from our office, with the same address. We're here to represent our client, James Ray, who is here, Bill Ray. And after reading the staff findings, we actually realized that we discussed the topography in our justification letter, but really not in reference to the criteria number one as required for variance. So we have some additional information to hand out to you that not only show some additional justification, but as also a photograph of the site, which I think will help to understand the topography a lot. So I think the criteria number one for a variance that states that there are extraordinary and exceptional conditions pertaining to the particular piece of property in question because of its size, shape, and topography. And in this, we do have some topography conditions that restrict the use of the site. The existing yard is about 7 feet above the street level. Therefore, to place a garage within the buildable area, the floor level of the garage would be at least 7 feet above the street. So that would require a driveway that would be much too steep to traverse with the car. The other option is to recess it into the grade, which there's already an existing garage, which you can see in the photograph that we provided, and it's embedded into the existing topography, but we're expanding the footprint of that some, and right now it's on the it's a zero lot line condition. So to push it back 15 feet, because this is a corner lot, the side, what would be a typical side yard, but it's actually a half-depth front yard, would require 15 feet. So it would be pushed much further into the property and impact a 23-inch tree. So we're trying to not impact the 23-inch oak tree, and also to reduce the amount of land disturbance, because we think the land disturbance would really be detrimental to the neighborhood and create a condition that's unusual and not in harmony with other similar properties. It's actually quite common in the neighborhood for a corner lot to have a garage that's really similarly placed to this existing garage already. And we've also provided in your packet some examples of that. Mm-hmm. So we don't think it would be a detriment to the neighborhood. And in fact, to put it within the buildable area, we think would be a detriment because it would increase the impervious surface. It would alter the drainage that exists currently on the site. And it would also create a recessed structure, which actually could be a potential danger for public safety because it would be a place that someone might be able to hide and jump out on a pedestrian or something like that. We request that you approve the.
Thank you. If that concludes your presentation, let me ask if there's anyone to speak in support to come forward. Please.
Michael Gamble, 935 Myrtle, and I'm a 25-year resident of Midtown, and 25-year resident of Midtown and Mr. Ray's neighbor. Just in reference to the case, there's plenty of precedent in the neighborhood for this sort of garage structure, and I would request that it be approved, and as a neighbor and as a resident, support the case. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else to speak in support? Is there anyone to speak in opposition? Okay, seeing none, we go into executive session. Entertaining any questions or comments from board members? Is it Fralick?
Yes,
I will say that I am persuaded by your additional evidence of the properties that already have zero lot line garages, and so I would be in support of this application. Staff has noted a technical denial, which Mrs. Hall has mentioned previous application that, you know, it does not meet all the requested criteria for a hardship, yet it will not impair the public good or deter the public good or impair the purposes of the intent of the zoning ordinance. So I would support it. If there are any other questions.
Madam Chair,
yes,
I would be I would like to support it also because the NPU supports it and the neighbor supports it, so I would the staff's recommendations, however, the approval would not request it would not cause substantial detriment to the public good or impair the purpose and intent of the zoning audience. So I would support it also.
Would you like to move in that?
Yes, ma'am. Based on the finding of fact of the staff report, but not with the conclusion and recommendation provided by staff, I move to approve case number, V-16-82 with no conditions.
Second.
We have a motion that's been properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
V-1693, we have not received a signposting affidavit from the applicant. Application of Wesley Brown for a variance to reduce the front yard setback from 50 feet to 40 feet for the construction of a new single-family dwelling for property located at 1200 Oriel Drive Southwest, fronting approximately 240 feet on the south side of Oriel Drive and beginning approximately 1,587 feet from the southeast intersection of Oriel Drive and Benjamin E. Mays Drive. Zoned R3, single-family residential, landlot 215 of the 14th District, Fulton County, Georgia. Owner, ATL Builders Incorporated, Council District 10, MPUI. Staff recommends approval. MPUI recommended a denial.
So, thank you, Ms. Jackson. Based on your comment, we do not have a signed posting affidavit for this application, so we will not be able to hear it. So, I'll entertain a motion for deferral, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Miller.
In reference to case number V-16-93, I move that we defer taking action on this case to the 14th. To July the 14th.
Second.
We have a motion properly made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hear none, the motion carries. That concludes our agenda. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.